Thousands fly to UN climate summit where leaders will slam human carbon footprints. By Penny Starr on October 19, 2021. The United Nations COP26 climate summit later this month will provide a platform for world leaders to lecture the public about how human carbon footprints are allegedly destroying the planet. They will speak after thousands of people boarded planes to join the event in Glasgow, Scotland. The BBC reported the number of people attending the UN summit is 25,000. The left-wing media outlet, which regularly advances the man-made climate change narrative, asked the public to submit questions, which included one about the massive number of people attending. The BBC's environmental reporter said Zoom calls over the coronavirus pandemic proved inadequate given time zones differences, and many developing nations have insisted on having an in-person COP. The report also said it would make an effort to keep the influence of representatives from the fossil fuel energy sector to a minimum. The UN also wants to encourage engagement from fossil fuel industries and carbon-heavy corporations, the BBC reported. There are often questions about the scale of influence that these large companies have, especially when they can afford to send hundreds of delegates to the COP. This never looks good when compared with developing countries, which may struggle to have any presence at all at this event, the report said. However, environmental pressure groups are also out in force and are very sensitive to any attempts by multinational corporations to influence negotiators and serve as a key line of defense. As at previous COPs, they will be keeping tabs on both the numbers and actions of corporate representatives, according to the BBC. People also questioned who will make decisions at the summit. The BBC said the poorest countries, which are demanding rich countries foot the bill for climate change programs, will have a say at the event. The Paris Agreement was built on input from the Western powers, such as the US and EU nations, but also from the most vulnerable countries, such as the Marshall Islands, the BBC reported. So yes, there will be members of the political elite in the room, but there will also be representatives of the very poorest. Climate change affects all of us, and the consent of all is needed to tackle it effectively, the report said. President Joe Biden will attend the event, and 13 members of his cabinet are also flying to Scotland, including Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who has spoken more publicly about the summit than the supply chain crisis in the United States that falls under his purview. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.